Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Argument Hangover by Jocelyn and Aaron Freeman. Sophie, have you ever had a fight with your partner and then woken up the next morning feeling like there's this thick, invisible wall between you?
Oh, absolutely. That heavy dread, the knot in your stomach, avoiding eye contact over the coffee maker. The Freemans call that the argument hangover, and they argue it's the single most destructive force in relationships, way worse than the actual fight.
It's such a perfect name for it, because it's not the shouting or the sharp words that leave the real damage, it's the residue. You go to bed angry or make a superficial peace, and the next day you're still disconnected.
Right.
And most relationship advice focuses on how to fight fair, use I feel statements, don't name call, take a time out. But the Freemans say that misses the point. The problem isn't that we fight, it's that we don't know how to finish.
Yeah, we're experts at escalation, but amateurs at repair. So what's their core idea for fixing this?
They frame relationships around rupture and repair. Rupture is inevitable. Two people living together will bump into each other painfully. The key is how you come back together. The argument hangover happens when the repair fails or is incomplete.
And they say the quality of a relationship isn't determined by how little you fight, but by how quickly and deeply you repair after a fight. That feels really freeing, honestly.
Totally. They also identify different flavors of the hangover, like the silent treatment hangover, where you're punishing each other with absence, or the walking on eggshells hangover, where you're terrified of setting off another explosion.
There's also the gaslighting hangover, where one partner denies reality. I didn't say that, and you start doubting yourself. And the makeup sex hangover, where you jump straight to intimacy without actually talking.
Exactly. The root cause is a rupture in the attachment bond. We're wired for connection, and during a fight, our nervous system goes into fight or flight. The hangover is when you're stuck in that threat response even after the fight is over.
So how do you get unstuck? They talk about something called a repair attempt.
Yes. A repair attempt is any action or statement that tries to de-escalate and reconnect. It's not necessarily an apology. It's a bid for connection. Like saying, I hate this. I don't want to be mad at you.
But timing matters. You can't repair while you're still flooded with adrenaline. You need to calm down first, but you can't wait too long or the story of the fight calcifies.
Right.
They break the repair into three phases. First is reconnection, reestablishing safety with a touch, a hug, a soft look. The goal is to signal the war is over.
Then comes understanding. You shift from blame to curiosity. Instead of, you made me so angry, you say, help me understand what was going on for you. That's a huge shift.
And finally, resolution. But they warn that resolution doesn't always mean agreement. Sometimes you have to agree to disagree and co-create a shared narrative of what happened.
They also talk about this story of the fight. After an argument, both partners create a story about how they were wronged. The hangover persists because those stories clash. Repair is about weaving them into one co-authored story.
And they have a great take on apologies. Most apologies are terrible, like, I'm sorry you feel that way. A real apology has three parts: take full responsibility for your specific actions, acknowledge the impact on your partner, and commit to changing the behavior.
That kind of apology validates your partner's experience and restores safety. It's powerful. They also talk about pre-repair, building up a reservoir of goodwill, so you have resources when a rupture happens.
Yes, they call it banking emotional currency. Every time you choose to connect instead of withdraw, you make a deposit. When you fight, you make a withdrawal. If your account is empty, the fight bankrupts you.
I love that. And they address the nervous system too. When you're triggered, your prefrontal cortex goes offline. You become reactive. The hangover is the period when that part is slowly coming back online.
So the key to shortening the hangover is soothing your nervous system, taking a walk, breathing deeply, putting your hand on your heart, whatever signals to your body that you're safe.
They also have this radical idea called the pause. The most important skill isn't the ability to speak, but the ability to stop speaking. It's a conscious break where you say, I need a minute. I want to stay connected, but I need to calm down.
That pause is the inflection point between a productive fight and a destructive one. And they offer a whole framework for difficult conversations called the dialogue process.
Right? It starts with setting the stage. Is this a good time to talk about something important? Then a soft startup. I'm feeling lonely, and I'd love to spend time with you tonight.
Then you listen without interrupting, validate their perspective even if you disagree, and find a solution that works for both. It minimizes the chance of a rupture.
But they're realistic. Sometimes you'll still have a bad fight. So they recommend a post-mortem after you both calm down. You look back and ask what happened, what the trigger was, what you did that was unhelpful.
It's not about blame. It's about learning. Turning a destructive fight into a learning experience. And the most empowering idea is that the hangover is a choice.
It feels like something that happens to you, but you participate in it. You choose to hold on to the anger, to withdraw, to replay the fight. And if you're participating, you can also choose to end it.
Exactly. You can choose to reach out, to apologize, to repair. The hangover doesn't have to last until the next fight. It can end the moment you decide to reconnect.
The ultimate goal is building a repair culture where conflict isn't feared but seen as an opportunity for deeper intimacy. Mistakes are expected and forgiven. The bond is stronger than the rupture.
It's such a compassionate book. It acknowledges the pain and exhaustion of conflict, but offers a clear path out. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
The one thing I'm taking away is that love isn't a feeling. It's a series of choices. And the most important choice is to repair.
The hangover is real, but it's not permanent. You can wake up from it by turning towards your partner, even when it's the last thing you want to do. That's the work, and that's the love. We'll see you in the next one.